The first half, I thought, was a bit scrappy, but on occasions we hit Carrick well on the break, and I thought whenever we did get in behind them, we produced a few good shots. But in saying that, I don't think we were at our best in the first half, but we were obviously happy to go in 1-0 up, and there was a good finish from David Ogilby.
What about your own form this season? What is it that's bringing out the best in you?
I think I'm just putting in a lot of effort outside of my normal training. And I think doing a bit of gym work, working on my diet, and just get my head down and focus on everything that I want. And I want to be the best footballer I can be. So I'm not getting any younger. So it's about time I delivered.
I mean, the form you're in at the moment, does it feel that every time you go out onto the pitch that you expect to score goals?
It does at the minute. I think every time I go on the pitch, I feel as if I'm going to score. So it doesn't really daunt me. I think I've flattered to receive probably in the past. So it's about time I added to my goal tally, because that's what it's all about, really. To be the best footballer I can be, and we'll have to try and score as many goals as possible.
And the team seems to be playing with real fluency at the minute, and a lot of good players around you as well.
Really good players. Chris at the back, who's a top class goalkeeper. We've brought Stephen O'Donnell, who's added that competition to the defence. Our midfield has a lot of energy, and obviously the strength and depth that we now have, perhaps that we didn't have in the previous years, with the likes of Joe McCready coming in. You have Owen and Jamie McGonigal up top, who always perform. So I think whenever we have that competition for places, the likes of Ian Parkle coming on, who's a fantastic player. So we have that, which we didn't have in the previous years, which I think adds that little bit of competition which you need to be successful.
And 7 wins from 7, I mean, I'm sure you could never have envisaged a start like that. What's the talk in the dressing room among the players about the way you've started this season?
I think it's very simple. Just get the 3 points. You can't look too far ahead. We just looked at the next game, where it basically says, listen, boys, we need to get these 3 points. Just take them as the games come, and see where it takes us. Obviously, we're not expected to go on and win the league. Of course not.
But how far can you push Linfield and Crusaders this season?
It's hard to say at this stage of the season, but whenever you beat Linfield and Crusaders consistently, that's only whenever you can talk about being up there with them. We beat Crusaders once this year, but it doesn't really count for much if you're not beating them teams consistently. So I think whenever you are doing that and you're up around them positions come Christmas, maybe then you can think about it. But for the meantime, we are just taking each game as it comes.